Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. Jimmy has some very, very interesting news for us. It's even way ahead of me. It's only popped up in the last hour. This has popped up on Politico, Fox News, and The Federalist. It's regarding Texas Governor Troy Mills. Texas Congressman Troy Mills. He also tweeted this. What's going on with Mr. Mills?
Yeah, so apparently in November, the Capitol Police entered Troy Mills, Congressman Troy Mills, congressman from Republican from Texas, entered his office, took pictures of a whiteboard, and was snooping around, was caught by staffers and forced out. But then even later than that, another group of Capitol Police officers dressed up as construction workers were caught by his staff in the office rifling through papers and taking pictures as well.
And Jimmy, you mean to tell me this is actually on Fox News?
It's on Fox News. It's in the Federalist. It's on the front page of Fox News. It's on the front page of a lot of places right now. And it's really only broken in just a little while ago. But basically the accusation here is that the Capitol Police have now become the political Gestapo for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, because they're the ones that are responsible for them.
Wow, that's quite an accusation, Jim.
Well, that's the accusations that's being thrown by many, many people, including former Speaker Newt Gingrich, the congressman himself. And of course, even some of the pundits in the media are saying, hey, maybe this is too far. But on two occasions, going into his office, taking pictures of a whiteboard, and apparently it involved Troy Nels was a former sheriff in Texas, and somebody in Texas was caught fabricating documentation for body armor from China to pretend that it was U.S. material, and then basically, ripping people off the federal government under a contract to do it. And he was looking at legislation to stop that, to outlaw bringing body armor from China into any U.S. government purchases.
And that was Troy Mills was
Troy Mills was doing was that.
Tr- and was trying to
it
do
had
that.
Bought, pardon
yeah.
me.
And Troy Mills was doing that, correct?
He was looking to put legislation to stop it.
Okay.
And on his whiteboard, he had body armor written up there. And apparently the justification that the and there was a little map drawing for one of the staffers to find an entrance into the Capitol building and with an X in front of it. And apparently that's the justification that the Capitol Police used the first time to enter and take the pictures of his stuff. Bottom line, this is no warrant. No. We're talking about a sitting member of Congress from the opposing party,
right,
from the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And, and it's unbelievable that this would be allowed to happen. Now, there is reporting right now, because the immediate response that came out from his tweet, Congressman Nell's tweet, and some of the media pushback, the Capitol Police have said that they're going to ask for the IG to investigate, the Inspector General for the Capitol Police. Well, here's the problem. And this is what a lot of people don't understand. The Democrats have used the IG, quote Horowitz from the FBI and Department of Justice, as the IG from the intel community is some sort of like arbiter of legal action. All inspectors general do is look at whether or not regulations within that organization were followed properly or not. So the actual criminal attempt to use law enforcement for political purpose is not on the table for him to investigate. He's not going to be looking at that. And or if he does, it'll be just as a comment. That's not up to him to investigate. So basically that's a fraud and a facade to kind of cover their behinds to protect them, in my opinion. And I see it a lot often in Washington, D.C., you know, trying to, after making or getting caught in a big mistake, to say, well, we're going to have somebody take a look at it and we'll make sure that it's better and we're going to use the IG. Well, that doesn't actually stop anybody from doing it. That just makes recommendations. And very rarely is anybody punished these days under this administration for doing things that actually support their agenda.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing to me. That's kind of taken it one step too far, in my opinion, if in fact your opinion is the truth, which I have no doubt that it is. So it's now covered in Political, Fox News, and The Federalist. When I post this video, Jimmy, I will also put this backup information there also. I find that to be very, very interesting. You were also talking a little bit about fascism. You were saying that, in your opinion, Canada under Trudeau has turned into a fascist state. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. So, I mean, the fundamental, you know, the way that description of fascism in the past is when you're merging government and corporate interests in order to basically run an authoritarian type leadership in a country. That's what national socialism was in Germany. That's what the Italians did. It's what the Franco did in his regime. And what we're seeing.
Now, wait a minute. You say Franklin. Which Franklin?
Franco.
Oh, Franco. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Franco, General Franco, who turned into, you know, basically a fascist leader. You know, these guys think that they have the power, and they do have the power when they've got the corporate interests involved. And basically what you're seeing in Trudeau's Canada right now is a weak prime minister, one that was barely elected by 20% of the population in his parliamentary system, but he managed to maintain his prime ministership, facing a pushback from an incredibly large group of people in Canada. The latest polling from one of his pollsters, one of Trudeau's pollsters, is showing 35 or over 35%, somewhere around there, of the population of Canada actually either identify with or would participate in the convoy protests, the Freedom Convoy protests.
35%
in Ottawa.
35%.
Yes. And so basically, if they became a political party, that would be the largest, most powerful political party in Canada today. So it's not just a fringe minority. This is a very large group, a minority maybe, but a very large group of people that are now beginning to shape the opinions in the country much differently. And Trudeau's response is to crack down with law enforcement because he's desperate. And that is a sign of fascism. And also using his power over corporations. He specifically, his government and people from Ottawa have reached out to GoFundMe to stop the fundraising of $10 million Canadian dollars, you know, $7 or $8 million US dollars that was gathered in 2 days for the protesters. They forced GoFundMe to shut it down. Now there's other places that are popping back up, the GoSendGo, I believe, or I can't remember what it's called, but there's another fundraising site that's set up now that's helping raise $5 million in a few days. But bottom line is they're trying to use law enforcement, taking away gas, taking away food, threatening people that logistically support any of the truckers in there with law enforcement actions. And of course, there's, you know, subtle hints at using the military and, of course, increasing pressure, even to the point where they're threatening Americans that support the convoys through some sort of retaliatory means, which
how are they threatening Americans, Jimmy?
Well, apparently Trudeau has made comments that they would sanction or at least, you know, put charges against people from outside, and specifically Americans that would be supporting these convoys. It would be impossible, in my view, for him to enforce that. And again, you know, we're talking about a pretty weak leader, someone that's still there, kind of on his knees. But you know, the pushback is growing, and the influence is growing with the people and the freedom protesters, because most of the world and most of the country there, and of course the United States, are fed up with the continued mandates, with the vaccine mandates, a choice between keeping your job, feeding your family, or taking a vaccine that's unproven. That's just, it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
And to use law enforcement to shut it down shows a sign of authoritarian power and a desperate hold on power. Mm-hmm. And of course, the lies that his media people have been putting out, the media in Canada is not free. It's owned by corporations, very similar to that in the United States. There's very little pushback from them. In fact, even media in the U.S., is some of them are claiming it's violent, dangerous protesting. I've even read an article in Fox News today that showed that, they were pushing back against it. This is contrary to what Tucker Carlson put out last night, talking about exactly this point, how repressive this has become. And I think it's a sign of what's coming as people are building up and frustrated and learning of the lies and the continued false narratives that have been pushed by governments, by the propaganda outlets that are now state-run media as much as corporate-run media. And the supposedly trusted scientists, which are basically covering themselves up to protect their own self-interest.
What a state of affairs is all I can say. Okay, you guys, these are some pretty serious acquisitions that are coming out here. So what I'm going to do on this particular daily editorial is Jimmy is going to send me the links pertaining to Troy Mills from Fox News, from The Federalist, and from Politico. And we're going to put that right front and center along with this particular editorial.
Yeah, I can't. The Politico article I don't have. The other ones I have. But you can look at it on Citizen Free Press, the Liberty Daily, Fox News front pages, and I'll send a couple of these links to you.
Send me the links. Okay, anything else you want to talk about, Jimmy?
One last thing that apparently in Maricopa County, VerityVote did an investigation on chain of custody for the vote and found that 740,000 ballots have no documented chain of custody from Maricopa County alone in Arizona. That is well beyond the need to shift the election in 2020, November 3rd, away from Joe Biden, to Trump in that last minute surge in the middle of the night.
And Jimmy, where did you see that?
That's in Gateway Pundit. Once again, there's a lot of information that's coming out on voter fraud, a lot of it coming out, and very, very, there's videotape that's coming out. There's a movie that is compiled of 2,000 vote harvesters that, I can't remember his name, but very, kind of a famous Republican. He's a South Asian guy. I can't believe I can't remember his name right now, but he's putting out a movie on it. And there's a lot of information coming out on the actual election. So,
okay,
I think that narrative's going to crumble too.
I'm going to be very anxious to see that, and we're going to put that up on the site also. Jimmy, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yep, you bet.